The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, and usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, let us be honest. Pain is a drag. Pain can be discomfort, grief, agony, sorrow, or anguish. Sometimes the Lord allows painful trials, and it's not for His benefit that He allows it, but for ours. Ours. Ouch. Ouch. Next, what is it that happens when we're going through the fire? Why does it feel like God is far away? The answer is simpler than we care to admit. Our feelings, as our fallen nature is coping, using the coping mechanism, can disguise the spiritual realities of the situation. And finally, there is a key to the kingdom that we need to use more often. It is the key to history. It is the history of His story in our lives. It is a critical component of our victorious living and pushing past the pain.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Comes to my $1.19 Chromebook right in front of me. You can do that anytime during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us. That's text. That's when you push the numbers in and you send a message and you're not actually talking on the phone. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Actually use a phone. It's amazing, a phone. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer the phone. And when she does, it's just like a bowl of Captain Crunch peanut butter. Come on, is that this? Come on, it's Captain Crunch.
Yummy.
Come on. All right, and then she turns you over to me, and get this joke. It's like you lost the spoon. Get it? Lost the spoon.
Oh. Dear God, no.
That was a good one, though. Lost the spoon. Here's the bottom line, folks. The bottom line is any topic, of course, is open for conversation. So if you have a prayer request, if you have something, a praise report, if you want to share something that the Lord's been teaching you, if something is going on that you want to make a comment on, and you need to be careful, you know, not to be too mean about it, but you can make a comment on it, share about it, talk about it. If you've got something that you just got to get off your chest, but you need to do it in a classy way, or if you have an answer to Bible trivia, well, this is your opportunity to reach out into the show either by email, by text, or by phone and get that opportunity responded to by living human beings who are living and human as far as we know, and we're being as far as we know. That's the best I can give you right there. Okay, so I got some trivia questions that I want to fire your way, but I just lost my place. Oh, here it is. Okay. This is nothing but class right here. Who said this? Who said this? Who said that is really what the title is. This is a person in the Bible. I want you to tell me who said it. Okay, get ready? All right. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed around me. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Who said that? What person said that in the Old Testament? If you think you know, you can call 972-445-0770, or you can text 214-210-8483. This is what this person said. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Who said that? In the meantime, let's not forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so now I did get a text in. We have somebody is asking for a prayer request, and, you know, I always like to respond to that because it's important to do that. So can we take a minute and pray real fast? Let's do that real fast. Father, we come before you right now, and we lift up the people in the audience. We ask that your grace and your blessing would be in their lives. We ask for healing, especially for the young gal who's got some kidney infection. We're asking you right now for our brother Gary and for Ace and for all the people that are a part of our little family, our little fellowship, that you would just bless them and reach out to them, encourage them and strengthen them, physically heal them, pour your mighty power and your wonderful anointing upon their lives, bring healing, bring joy, bring laughter, bring praise into the mouth of your kids. Do these wonderful things, Lord, not because we're worthy, because we're not, but because you are so awesome, and you are. And we ask your blessing on people's lives who listen, who don't even know how to connect and are just trying to figure out how to get closer into you and closer to other brothers and sisters, that you would bring the family together and help us strengthen one another through you, through the Holy Spirit, through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Heavenly Father, as Jesus prayed, our Father who art thou in heaven, we ask you, our Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. Okie dokie artichokie. So we got that praying going. Get ready? Ready. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Do you ever notice something about Christians? It's absolutely true. I don't want you to get mad at me. We have a lot of benefits. In fact, I just spent the last 30 minutes talking about benefits as a Christian. Oh, wait. Somebody's calling in. What? Did you even get there? Okay. Somebody's calling in to get the answer. We'll do that. But I do want to mention this. There is a tremendous amount of benefit. There's a tremendous amount of advantage. In fact, my wife says it really well. She says, I cannot imagine going through this life without being a Christian. It just wouldn't make sense. Now, after we take this trivia call, then I'm going to come back and respond to that. Okay? Ready? All right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to? This is David.
My name is Carl.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Are you calling on the trivia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here you go.
If I'm not mistaken.
Go ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, it was Jonah.
That is correct.
Chapter 3.
That is correct. You are 100% right. It was a little tricky. So I was reading in the King James. Some people are used to different versions, but that's right. He was in the water. The depth closed around him. The weeds were wrapped around his head, and he was praying unto the Lord. And it's like I'd have been praying when I first went into the fish, not while I was in the fish, but that's just me personally. I've been just like, that was awesome. Excellent job. Did you know right away?
Yes.
Yeah, good job.
I sure did.
That's good.
Matter of fact, our church, we had just been studying the book of Jonah.
That's perfect. Excellent job. I greatly appreciate you calling in and sharing that.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All right. God bless you.
And God bless you too, sir.
Bye-bye. Right. Good job. That was great. And his church was just covering it. Boy, that's good timing. Right? All right. All right. I want to go through this just real quickly. So Noelle said to me, you know, I can't imagine going through life without being a Christian because there's just nothing to lean back on. Okay? I can't, you know, there's nothing to go backwards towards. And so because of that, it you know, it makes you realize there's a ton of benefits. But just because there are benefits, it does not mean, let me say this, just because there are benefits, it does not mean there is not trials and difficulties. Okay? There are trials and difficulties. In fact, somebody just texted me and said that the app is not working and the computer is not working for online. So can we check the online and see what's going on with that and figure out what's taking place there? I want to thank Deb for reaching out to us and telling us that, but online not working. So we're just going to keep going forward. But anyway, here's what I want you to hear. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. While there are exceedingly great benefits in being a Christian, there are very difficult times, not just prosecution, not just persecution, but there are difficult times, even to the point where as the Lord is making you more and more like Jesus, you go through the process of what anybody would call growing pains. Like in life, you go through growing pains. Well, those pains are real and they're painful. And so my point in bringing that up is that it's not okay for Christians to think, gee, now I'm a Christian, now there's just nothing but benefits, I never have to go through anything, I'm all set. Of course that's not true. Jesus, in doing the perfect walk, went through many trials, many approaches, many difficulties, many pains, sharing pain with others, feeling the pain of Martha and Mary, and eventually the ultimate pain of sacrificing his life, laying his life on that cross for our sins. Just because you're a Christian and just because you have benefits doesn't mean you're void of painful times. And so I want to come back and talk about why those painful times are allowed. What's the reasoning behind that? Because God tells us. Take a short break, and then we're coming back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher, or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi, I don't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. It said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, we do have a little bit of information. We believe that the app for 770 is not working, but the website was working. Is the website working now, do we think? We think it is working now? Okay. And so if that's working, then the app from HeMustIncrease.org, or our app, that should also be working, but it looks like the 770 app is not. So I am so sorry for those that aren't getting a chance to hear that, but it will be in the podcast, and the appropriate people have been contacted, and nothing that I can do unless I go, watch, Lord, fix the app. It could happen. I don't know. Somebody. Okay, now the app is working as in the regular app? Everything's working? Okay, never mind. Okay, well, it looks like it's working on some places and working on others. Not working on others. Do the best we can. Here we go. Let's get into the next trivia question. Now, here's a very, very short statement that this person made. See if you know what it is. This person said, surely, and not talking about surely isn't a person, surely the Lord is in this place. The person who said this just had a dream, and that's all I can tell you other than it's in Genesis. It's in Genesis. This person said, surely the Lord is in this place, and it was because there was a dream that that person had. Now somebody's calling in already, and so we'll go ahead and do our best to answer that. It's a classic Christian, Bible trivia question. See if we can get that answer. With everybody's working on all the other stuff, we'll do the best we can because that's what we do, and that's how it is. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to lean over, ready for the answer. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's Sam. Shabbat shalom to you, brother.
Hey, brother. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing very well.
Okay, turn your echo down. Turn your radio down just a little. We're getting a little echo.
Oh, okay.
That always helps us. All right, my brother. How are you doing in general? How's life in general?
I'm okay. Just pray for my extended family. My sibling. They live in a country I don't want to mention.
Yeah, gotcha.
But they are just going through some difficult time.
Okay, you got it.
Because of the difficulty, they have a frustration with each other. So that's, you know, how enemy works to cause a lot of division. So.
Exactly. Exactly. The enemy's in to divide, for sure. No question.
So that's what, just pray that God will reunite with their thoughts.
Absolutely.
And with their actions. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, my good friend, let me ask you. Now, this I figure you may know because, you know, it's all Genesis. It's Genesis. It's one of the key guys who said, surely the Lord is in this place.
I believe it was Israel or Jacob.
That is correct, sir. Now, let me say, excellent job there, but let's pray for your family real quick before you hang up, okay? All right, so turn your radio down just a little. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Sam's family to you. We just ask in the name of Jesus that you would expose the enemy for trying to create division in their personal lives. And we're asking you for protection and for your anointing and for your spirit to just really work in them and let them find a common union, Lord, in you, in one another, to stand with one another, to love one another, to bless one another, and to be a blessing to other people. We ask your grace into their lives and encouragement into their lives. Don't let that frustration overwhelm them. Help them to rise above and stand upon a rock and put a new new song in their mouth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, David, I was also thinking about your trivia question. Isn't there was a, what's her name? A temple in that place?
That I think that's the initial one was the dream. You know, the temple in that place. Yes. Got it.
Surely.
You are so funny. That is so good. Thank you very much. Okay. You know what? You should write a book. And these, you should say, come back to the trivias. That's what it should be.
Yeah, I think the last time was your something like a, what's a Monroe kind of thing? Something.
Yeah. You did that before. Anyway, that's right. You're funny, man. I love it.
Thank you for your ministry. Thank you to be the encourager for the boss.
It's my privilege just to be a part of everybody and be in their lives and them in mine.
Reaching out to other Christian brother and non-Christian to encouraging through your knowledge that God has blessed you. So thank you. I want to say thank you.
Thank you,
for
brother.
Your ministry.
I appreciate that very much. I do.
All right, brother. Have Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom,
have a
brother.
Wonderful weekend.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Make sure you keep Sam in prayer. Make sure to keep those people in prayer that he's got family that's going through a tough time. Let me go back into this. I really want you to catch this. Did you ever notice, we're talking about this, we've covered everything, we'll do the joke and stuff later, but did you ever notice that there are times where things are painful? Yeah, there. There's painful times. There's difficult times. Can I announce the areas for a lot of people? In America especially. Finances, relationships, health, emotional, and general expectations. In these five areas encompasses probably, I would venture to say up to 96, if not 98% of everything that's going on. Health is often number one. Finances and relationships interchange. If you don't have your health, that's the biggest part. Finances and relationships, emotional expectations. This is a part of the process that we have to fight through, and you have to ask yourself a very simple question. Why is this ever allowed for a Christian? We believe in God. We believe he's faithful. We believe he's true. We believe he loves us. Why does he ever allow us to go through anything? And there is a direct answer in Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Ready? Verse 7. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. The biggest element that Christians miss is that the trials that you go through, the difficulties that we encounter, there are painful moments, there are difficult moments. It's relationship-oriented, it's health-oriented, it's finance-oriented, it's emotionally-oriented, it's expectation-oriented when your expectations are dashed, and the allowance of the difficulties and the grief and the suffering all are connected to our faith, which God is making more pure and more pure, and telling you, he's not even hiding it, telling you that purity of your faith is more important than gold that's refined by fire. It's necessary, and that faith will result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus comes. And it's just like, wow, what? It's like, but it's terrible. And here's the answer. Yep, it is. But your genuine faith in Christ is of such great value to God that he will allow things in your life that your faith has to be purified, absolutely real, trusting in God. You know, when we talk about Job saying, though God slay me, yet will I trust him, I think people think of that and say, that's cute. Can you just imagine a guy that's lost all of his kids, all his businesses, his wife is going the opposite direction, he's physically absolutely a mess. He's got boils all over his body. His whole life has ebbed and flowed before him. And he states, even if it goes all the way where I have no breath, I'm going to trust. It's just like my personal faith. I'm so far from that. I'm like, really? I can't believe that guy was I'd have had a bunch of other things to say. You think he had a lot to say between chapter 3 and chapter 31? I'd have had 900 more chapters. Not because I'm righteous, but because I'm arrogant. Not because I'm right, but because I'm wrong. In genuineness, God allows these trials to go through our lives so that our faith can be that much more pure. And I've got a message for you. You're going to hate this. Oh, I love you anyway. He doesn't do that so he can see your faith. He already knows what your faith is. He does it so you can see your faith. He doesn't let you go through that and have that be fiery as it is and difficult as it is and your faith comes out polished. It's not so God can say, oh, I'm glad I can see your faith. God knows your faith. You need to see your faith. You need to see if it's genuine. You need to see if your faith is legit. You need to know whether it's real or whether you're playing a game. That's why he allows it. He's not doing it for him. People keep thinking that God gets some kind of benefit when people go through things or when people sin or when people don't sin. Nobody benefits God by sinning or not by sinning. There's no benefit to God. He doesn't benefit from that. He's only trying to help. He's self-sufficient. He's just trying to help the mess that we've put ourselves into. Just think about that. Think about the depth of that. God is only trying to help. Nothing else. And that stuff that we go through so that we can see that the faith is legitimate, real, true, and diligent. And so that we can get a handle on it. He does that because he's kind. He doesn't owe us. He does it to help us. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord.
while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where we are having technical up and downies.
That's part of it. Yeah, we go through the same kind of trials everybody else goes through, depending on what's happening. So you can only do the best you can with what you got, and then what do? You do your best, you pray that it's blessed, and you let Jesus take care of the rest. That's all you can do, right? So T is working on it, getting on it, trying to get it. Jennifer's trying to work on it. And, you know, who knows? The Lord may just go, boop, I'm back. That would be cool, because then we wouldn't even have to finish the show. All right, here we go. Let's get our next trivia question. Let's see if you guys can answer this. If you're able to hear it, you'll be able to respond to it. Here we go. The trivia question. Who said, this is Old Testament, and I was just talking about him not that long ago in the last segment, who said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Who said that? I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Somebody in the Old Testament said that. I will tell you that right now, and I will only give you one hint in regards to it, and that his name is not a very long name. Is that a good way to say that? His name is a short name. Yeah, there you go. That's how we're going to do that. Who said the following? I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. If you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Somebody is calling in, so that is good news. I mean, somebody's hearing us, and that's a good thing. We'd like that to be, you know, heard, I guess. That's the way to say that. And then we'll take that call, and then we'll do a little bit of history and go into the next segment on the teach and see if we can get that ready. And here we go. And I'm leading over. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your brother Ace again.
Hey, brother Ace. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I feel lots better. So now you get to hear it for a whole nother year.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I have nothing better to do than to be on your listening range at 1:30 to 2 or 3. So anyway, I'm here just... It's my daily routine, just about. So
that's awesome. I appreciate that, my brother. I appreciate that.
Wherever you are, I guess I am. So.
I love it. All right. Which Old Testament dude said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth?
You know, for a guy that lived back then, to say that is just a marvelous statement from Job.
That is correct, sir. You got it. Marvelous that he could say that, especially after all the stuff that guy went through. And so we're talking about trials, and you're talking about pain, and it's just like, wow. He has those, a lot of complaining moments, but he had that unbelievable moment where he has a thread of things that he says that are just like magnificent faith, and he's just like, look, I know my Redeemer lives. And it's just like, that's so profound that he's not so more upset at the moment. I just am amazed at his capacity.
Yeah, it really is. Because, Turn, it's probably the first book of the Bible.
Yeah.
It really is.
I've maintained for quite a while that he will have the second longest line in heaven. That people, yeah. It'll be Jesus, yeah. And then it'll be Job. That'll be the next biggest line for people to talk to. People are going to be like, how did you do that? You know, kind of thing. Excellent job, yeah. My brother. I appreciate it. Good job. Good response. Good work. Good call.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Excellent. Okay. All right. So two things we want to cover. We want to cover websites. Let's cover website real quick. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. Plus, we're going to do a little bit of history because I like doing history. It's just one of those things I happen to like, you know. So let's go ahead and play the history, and then we'll get into the rest of the teaching.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
All right, people, today is poultry day, which is chicken day, which is like, I'm sorry, is that just any kind of chicken? Because then I'm there, right? Right?
And agreed.
I mean, let me ask you this question. Do you like, is there any kind of, like, do you like barbecue chicken? Do you like fried chicken? Do you like a sweet and sour chicken, which I'm a huge fan of? Is anything chicken? Do you like be like a chicken fan?
Well, Dave, I'm going to put it to you like this. Call me a carnivore because I like any type of meat. I love it all. You can have it cooked, fried, baked,
doesn't
grilled.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
As long as it's cooked.
I will tell you, I did have quite the hard time when Kentucky Fried Chicken came out with those honey spicy wings. Oh, my goodness. That was
so good.
That was trouble.
I was young too, and I was just really eating it.
That was trouble. All right, today it's also National Backyard Day. I don't know what that really means. I mean, Noelle and I have lived in homes and in apartments. Sometimes I like the apartment. I'm just being honest.
Like the balcony more in the backyard.
Yeah, sometimes it was okay. And then it's National Chocolate Caramel Day. I'm good for that. I'm okay on that. On this day in 1787, and this is I could not believe this. I had to double check it. Steamboats were invented. New York State granted John Fitch the sole right to make steamboats in New York in 1787. They've been around that long. It's like, really? I didn't know that. And then finally, two things. One, 1953, the Academy Awards were first televised. And then now here in 2021, they're still looking for people to watch, even all the way back to 1953. And then finally, 1918, time zones were established in the United States. So basically 103 years ago, they set up time zones. Isn't that weird? It's kind of like a weird, like, wow, who would have thought that? All right, let me go back to the text, and then in the next segment, I'll do a little bit of humor because I like to lighten it up just a little. Well, I try. Let's go back to this element here in regards to the pain process. I do want to talk about this because we talk about pain. We talk about the legitimacy of faith and God allowing these things to take place in our lives. And this isn't God being cruel or anything. Everything the Lord does, everything he allows in your life, he allows for your benefit. It's not for him. Everybody thinking that God is doing anything for God is missing. You just missed it. You're just not getting this. God allows the things that he allows and uses the things he uses in our lives for your benefit so that he can show you his commitment to you and his love for you. And instead of trying to twist it into something, what the devil does is he tries to challenge you in regards to God's image relating to it. And that's where a lot of warfare comes into place. So just so you can know, it's not an unusual thing for believers to be challenged. I don't want you to have this idea that, believers, all carnivals and cotton candy or some weird thing like that. Psalm 22, verse 1 through 3. And it's very important to go through the whole thing. Three verses. This is the verse that many say Jesus was quoting, which he was quoting, on the cross. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, and I am not silent. That's the first two verses of Psalm 22. And what's being said is, man, you're a million miles away. This is terrible. Now that's writing. Listen to this. That's writing from the psalmist, from David. That's just honest. It's not trying to be pie in the sky or anything weird. He's just like, look, I feel like you're far away. And he did feel like he was far away. And then he says this, oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night, and I'm not silent. In other words, David's saying, I'm crying out to you. I'm, complaining or throwing my insides out before you, and you're not saying anything. You're not saying anything. You're not saying anything. And people stop there. And they just go, harumph. Okay? And for those that don't know what that reference was, I can't tell you. Harumph. But the next verse says this. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. Here is where the testing of the faith is seen. So David says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning? I'm crying out, but you're not listening yet. Now listen, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. Even though I'm going through this and I don't understand it, look right there, David writing in his own faith, right there, you see the gold in his faith, the furnacing of his faith right there at that moment. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. Even in the midst of the trial and the fire, even in the midst of the distance and the feeling distance, and we haven't even covered and don't have time in this segment to cover that some of those feelings are attached to your older nature, and they just cry, abandonment, abandonment. And that's the feeling of it in that process. Not that Jesus had the sinful nature doing that. I'm just trying to say in our nature, we do a blame thing. We do a process where we blame. And it's like God's like right there. But we don't know. We get frustrated. And David, in that next verse, says, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. It's not like you can't say to God, you just seem so far away. But you also have to say, but I know the truth that you're not. It's all of it, not just part of it. And just be honest about it. But after you express your honesty of your feelings, watch this, express the reality of your faith too, because that counts too. You see, that's important as you sharing your feelings is you sharing the faith for yourself. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me. And it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, ready? Because and that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear. And that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're kind of, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We know we've had some technical difficulties. Can't do much about it. Hopefully you'll listen to it on the podcast. That's all we have to say about that. We'll leave it there, right there, right there. Last trivia question. Last trivia question of today. Here we go. Let's see if we can get it. We're doing a Who Said That? So far we've had all good responses, so I'm really happy about that. Here we go. Who said this? This is New Testament in the book of Acts. Who said, "For in him we live and move and have our being"? Who said, "For in him we live and move and have our being"? This is from the book of Acts. Who said it? In fact, I think there's a song. In him we live and move and have our being, something like that. Anyway, who said that? If you think you know, you can call in as soon as I look at our phone number so I can tell you what our phone number is. 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Okay, text 214-210-8483. Call in 972-445-0770. Who said in the book of Acts, in him we live and move and have our being? All right, before we finish up on the teaching, there's just a little bit of this humor thingy I have to share with you. These are very short, five pastor, dear pastor notes from kids. Five dear pastor notes from kids. Very short. I don't think they'll be buzzed because they're all pretty cute. But I don't know if they're all stellar, so maybe you can tell me, T, which one you think is the best. So just five of them. Here we go. The first one says, "Dear Pastor, I would like to go to heaven someday because I know that my brother won't be there." That's pretty funny. I know, but it's like a young kid, you know? It's funny. "Dear Pastor, I know God loves everybody, but he never met my sister. Sincerely, Arnold." That's great. All right. "Dear Pastor, please say a prayer for our Little League team. We need God's help or a new pitcher." "Dear Pastor, I really liked your sermon Sunday, especially when you finished." I think that's funny. And then last but not least, my absolute favorite, this should be for every pastor. "Dear Pastor, I think a lot more people would come to your church if you moved it to Disneyland." There you go. Those are cute, right? Those are funny. Little kids like that, that's funny. "I want to go to heaven. I know my brother won't be there." That's so mean. All right, people. Laugh. It's okay. All right, let's finish this up. I want to make sure everybody knows. So you know the website. We've done all that stuff. I want to finish this so that you know really how to view some of this material. And then if we don't get a call in, we'll do the trivia at the end. Hopefully I won't forget. So just do a big reminder for me so I don't space that out. So we've been talking about pain. We've been talking about the reality that Christians go through pain. But even though you go through the pain, that the Lord is there with you. He allows it for the legitimacy of your faith. We've talked about this before. It's not like it's a new subject, but you have to be reminded, just like Peter said, by way of reminder, so that we can remember while we're in this tent, while we're in this body, while we're in this temporal
position. We need to be reminded of things over and over again. That's a better reason why there's four Gospels as opposed to one that's written. There's four encounters with Jesus. Here's the bottom line to this process that we're talking about. We have a lot of benefits as Christians, but there is a pain process that we go through often, fiery trials. The pain is there to make our faith legit. A lot of times going through that process, you can feel like that the Lord is really far away. He's not far away, but it feels like he's far away. And we need to talk about that because there's a difference between feelings and truth. You can feel like on a roller coaster you're going to die. That doesn't mean you're going to die. Okay, in other words, there's a difference between the feeling and the actuality. Well, in faith, that's a much bigger process and a much bigger element because you can feel like God is far away, but he's made a commitment that he said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. In fact, Matthew chapter 1 talks about Jesus being named Emmanuel, God with us, and then Matthew 28 talks about, mentions Jesus saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The beginning of the gospel and the end of the gospel of Matthew both affirm the commitment that God has that he will not abandon us. So the difference is sometimes our feelings get swallowed up in the circumstance, which is why you'll hear us say, stop looking at the circumstance. You think, well, how do I stop looking at the circumstance? You need to shift your focus of your eyes, of your concentration on your mind a little bit more on the Lord. Look at the same picture, just put Jesus in it. It will look different. And when when David in verse 3 of Psalm 22 says, yet, that word yet in every Hebrew translation word means but, which means nevertheless, or on the other hand, what the whole point of that is to understand that you can be going through it, you can feel it, and there's nothing wrong with being honest about it. David has it in Holy Writ. But with the honesty of the feelings is the same earnestness for the truth. That even though it seems like God is a million miles away, those feelings don't eradicate the reality that God isn't. And the feelings that make you feel that way, if you just concentrate on those, will bring you down. And the psalmist is saying, no, it doesn't stop at verse 2. It goes on to verse 3. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One, the praise of Israel. Verse 4 and 5 take it to the next level. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted in you and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. And that part then talks about history. And you think, what are you talking about? History. What's the history of God in your life? I totally support reviewing the history of God in Scripture. I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you, what is the history of God in your life? Has he ever forsaken you? Has he ever abandoned you? Does his track record lack? And you know it doesn't. I mean, I don't even have to worry about it. You know he might not have done things the way you wanted to, but that's not lacking. That's you wanted it one way, and God wanted another. But what you can count on is the track record of God. He's been faithful to you all along. He's never abandoned you. He's never dumped you. He's always brought you through. He didn't bring you through the way you wanted. He didn't bring you through in the timing you wanted. He didn't get you the hat that you wanted or the suit that you wanted or the dress that you wanted, but he got you there. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, that's true. And it's like, well, just call me crazy. Call me Crazy Dave, but perhaps God has something in mind that he's just not telling you. And if he tells you, yet, it will ruin something else. Now, you want to hear, I'll just do it. I got to be really careful how I do this. You know that getting sick is terrible, right? It's terrible. I don't care what anybody says. No, I'm just getting over sickness. But did you know that we were talking about this morning? Actually, last night, I think. No, this morning. Well, one of the two. This was a great time for us to get sick. Is that terrible? It's so terrible to say that. You think, well, why was that? Because I had a lull in school. She had a lull before Mom's Day and before Easter for her flowers. It's like if there was going to get sick, if there was a sickness coming, this was the time. Did you get it? This was the perfect time for it to happen. And it's like, well, I don't, you know, it's not like I'm saying, I'm just saying it was going to happen. This was a good time for it. I'm just saying the things of God are so far beyond our scope. I'm not saying God got us sick. I'm not saying any of that. But if we were going to get sick and he delayed it or moved it up, this was a good time to do it for. It worked out perfect for both of us. I was like, I think God's much more involved in that than you think. And I think he's much more involved, not just in sickness, but in relationships and in finances and in everything. I think that he brings things about at the right exact time to the day and that he can be accounted on. And all I'll ask you to do is look at your own history in God. The verse says, in you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. So David is recounting the faithfulness of God that's taking place in the lives of the fathers, using that as a strengthening of his own faith to get through the pain. God's track record with you is awesome. His track record with his people is awesome. It's perfect. It's never flawed. It's never done anything wrong. He's never done anything wrong. He's never committed any error, never grievous, never in the sense of any kind of injustice, ever anywhere at any time. He's flawless. He's perfect. And he's doing it perfect in your life too. Whether you like that or not, I'm not addressing. I'm simply addressing the faithfulness of God and that he can be trusted. That's what I'm addressing. And for some of you out there, it's like, yeah, but I want this to end, or I need it to be like this, or I need it to be like this. Yeah? What you really need to do is empty out before the Lord and say, not mine, but thy will be done. That's what you need. Because that's the call. All right? And that is the call for all of us. All right, in regards to the trivia, the person who said in the book of Acts, for in him we live and move and have our being, that was the Apostle Paul in Acts 17 when he was doing his defense, one of his apologetics, defending of the gospel and declaring the gospel. And as for you and I, we head into the weekend, remember this. For all that you go through and for all that you don't understand, the track record of God is perfect in your life. He has never failed you, nor will he now, nor will he ever. You can count on, rely, and trust in the Lord. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 71 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.